Imagine waking up. In the beginning, in the blindness of sleep, broken by mumbling, premonitions of sentences, with real verbs and objects utterly other than the subject of dreams. Objects marked with names, which are variations of the noise of breaking skin. The froth released in a pianissimo, sweet, sibilant serpent hiss of language juice. A voice speck in a mask of earth and sky, drowned in background. The applause of bird scattering, branch shaking monkeys, wind rubbing trees, roaring waterfalls, thunder, rain, and earthquake. Deluge. Naming was the thing itself, as if there was no context, as if language, despite the untidiness of its rules and the frayed spittle drapery of its bastard music, was the only sound a god could make. In the beginning is a catch-all universe between sphincters, a worm becoming rigid with bone and nerve to carry electric punctuation to break the sound wave into ego-digestible portions for proud humans who imagine controlling the vastness with a dictionary. Death to the gape of the dumb, stupid animals who swallow more oxygen before plunging down into the wordless oyster bed to come up with exceptions, pearls of exceptions in unexceptional places. Never prophesied unless words were planted as flags and not prisons. Beginning, behind lips that edge a cave, waits a dark diving board for breath compressed to do a back 2.5 somersaults with 2.5 twists and a pike off to go hunting meaning. Beginning is a hush like crow wings on a moonless night, carrying a body pregnant with an egg joke being eaten by an alphabet, waiting for the cloaca of shadows trimmed with gold feathers.